FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today's December 5th, 2017. I know it's hard to believe. Hey, as always, we welcome you to participate in the show. Join us. Email us, kl@kerrylutz.com, and the Twitter feed's @KerryLutz. So if you're in business, you know one of the most difficult things for small businesses is often getting credit. When you go to try to get it, they want personal guarantees, they put you through the ringer, and then you probably won't get as much as you wanted or needed anyways. Well, Ty Crandall is with us now. And Ty, you're out of my home state of Florida, and you are an expert in business credit, having written two books about it. And we see you all over the place, TV shows, entrepreneur, Forbes. So welcome to the show here, Ty.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
So everybody sets up a business, they want to get credit, but most people can't. What's the major mistake that you make when you open up a business trying to get credit?
Well, I think there's a lot of mistakes. I think that a lot of people think that just because they have a business and they have an EIN that automatically they should be lendable or should be able to obtain credit. A lot of people think the same thing about having a well-executed business plan. But the reality is, you know, a business starts with no credit, just like you have no credit as a consumer when you, are first issued a Social Security number. And just as you are with as a consumer, you go out, you start to get credit, you pay your bills, and you start the building of a credit profile and score. Well, that's what a lot of people fail to do. And then they try to go into their bank and get a loan. They try to get a credit card. Their business credit becomes a deterrent to be able to do so. Or even worse, they try to go out and get credit just for their business EIN with no credit profile established, and they're not able to get approved. And, you know, simple Staples card is an example of that. You can't go to Staples with no consumer credit established and get approved. But if you went into Staples with some kind of limited credit established as a consumer, you would get approved. Same thing for a business. You can't go into Staples with no business credit and get approved. But if you have a handful of accounts reporting on your business credit reports, you would be able to get approved for that same account. So I think not initially establishing the credit that's needed to kind of create that foundation is one of the biggest mistakes that we see business owners make.
Right. So you can't just go in expecting it. You need a strategy to get credit effectively, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's a process, you know, and I think we talked about before we got on the call today, and you said, what's the key to it? I said, it's really not more of a key, it's more of a process. If you follow the process, then you're able to eventually build your business credit just as big as medium and large size businesses are, but they all start the same way. And if you follow the same steps, even as a startup, and follow that process, then you can come in and establish an initial business credit and then continue to build that profile to obtain eventually even the loans and credit lines you want to obtain.
Right. So it's a process. And as they say, Rome wasn't built in a day, and Rome didn't borrow itself into bankruptcy in a day either. But right. So you've got to build credibility with potential lending sources and potential credit sources before they're even going to look at you.
Well, the key is to understand what they're looking for, right? We know they're looking for something, because whenever you go to apply for any kind of credit card, one of two things comes as a result. You either get approved, and a lot of times they even give you your limit right then and there, or you get that dreaded message that you'll hear by mail in 7 to 10 days. And then, of course, to date, you know, for almost all of us, that rarely ever ends in good news. So it's the same thing. We understand that credit insurers are looking, they have a set criteria you must meet. You either meet it or you don't. And the key to really getting set up credible is to understand what these lender and credit issuer criteria is. And then it's kind of like a checklist. If you're going through and you meet the requirements, then every item they're searching that you're entering in, they're checking off. And if you have enough checks and not enough red flags or not too many red flags, you get approved automatically. So the key with business credit, with loans, is to know that every aspect of what you put on an application is what they're looking at to determine if you're legitimate, if you're credible. Because, you know, as well as I do, that, you know, Kerry, there's a lot of different kind of people out there. There's the guy that's really building a legitimate business that's worth millions of dollars. There's the guy that's sitting in his boxers and just wants his business to make enough for him to, you know, have money to eat every month. There's people that start a business because it sounds good, never do anything with it. There's people that start a business and abandon because things get too tough. So credit issuers and lenders are trying to determine which one you are on that initial application, which means that the more serious you take your business, the better off you are. I mean, are you using a home phone or a mobile phone, or did you really go and get a business phone number or even get a virtual business phone number at a place like RingCentral? Do you have a website? Do you have a fax number? Is your phone number listed with 411, which is a really good reflection to lenders and credit issuers that you are actually set up credibly? Do you have a real business address or a virtual address? If not, or are you using a home address, or even worse, a PO box address or a UPS address? The way I like to explain it is every single item that you enter on an application for credit is scrutinized against this credibility test to determine if you are, in their eyes, legitimate, credible business, or you're really not. You're just kind of posing as one.
Yeah. So if you were going to go out to get vendor credit tomorrow to help build your credibility, if you will, no pun intended, what credit would you get?
Well, the very first thing you would do is set up, go through that credibility check. Do you get a business address or virtual address? Get the business phone, get the business fax number, get a website, get a business email address, not a Yahoo or Google. Make sure that if you already established that everything online is congruent, that the name and address that you're putting on the application is the same as what's on the Secretary of State records, that the name and address for your business that Google shows is the same as what Bing shows, that phone number is listed with 411. Before you even think about vendor credit, you've got to go through that credibility standard first, because especially with vendor credit, they really are looking at those factors because you have no other credit established. You're not giving them your social. So all they have to go off of is what's on the application, which is why it becomes so crucial that you set up that credibility. Once you've done so, then you want to get your DUNS number first. Get that before you even think about vendor credit. And in getting your DUNS number, then you get established with Dun & Bradstreet. And again, this is another easy indicator of a credible business. A credible business in the lender and credit issuer's eyes has a DUNS number. A lot of initial vendors will want you to have a DUNS number before they'll even approve you, or they'll make you place multiple orders with them, establishing credibility with them first before they'll issue you credit. If you've set up the business credibly, if you've gotten your DUNS number, then you can walk into places like Uline and Quill, for example, and even Grainger. These are companies that will do two things. They will give you credit for your business, even when you have absolutely no credit established now. They won't ask for a social. They won't pull your personal credit for approval. If you've set up your business credibly and got your DUNS, you'll be okay to get approved without even placing orders with them in almost all cases. And then once you get this credit, then use the credit and pay the bill as soon as they let you pay the bill or as soon as the item is delivered. Again, when it comes to what's called trade credit, the important thing to know is that most of these trade vendors don't report it. So you've got to work with places like Uline and Quill that do physically report to the reporting agencies and that will also give you credit even if you have none already established. Once you've done so, get credit, use it, then pay the bill. You don't want to pay it before the item ships, or that won't really be considered credit. It will be considered a cash transaction, right, and won't report on your business credit reports. But if you pay your bill after the item ships, then how early you pay determines your score. If you pay it really early, you get a 90 to 100 score. If you pay it late, well, then how late you pay determines how low your score is. So business credit score is easy to control. All you have to do is get credit that reports to the business reporting agencies, pay the bills as agreed, and as you mentioned, you could do that through those kind of vendors.
Well, so there is a way of doing this. I mean, when I had businesses in the past, you know, we just paid our bills, we did what we were supposed to do, and everything always worked out. It was never an issue. So companies still use Dun & Bradstreet for granting credit?
Well, Dun & Bradstreet is the biggest reporting agency in the business world. You know, Experian and Equifax are also there as well. But, you know, Dun & Bradstreet's been around since 1841. They were around 40 years before the first consumer reporting agency ever even showed up. So they just are so seasoned and so far ahead that they're way bigger than the other reporting agencies. So, for example, you know, D&B has about 220 million businesses online or million businesses on record with them. Experian is the next biggest reporting agency, and they have about 27 million. So D&B is by far the biggest player in the space. Having a D-U-N-S number with them is important. Their Paydex score is very important when it comes to getting loans, credit lines, and credit cards. But Equifax and Experian are equally as important. Just like with consumer credit, you're going to apply for loans, commercial real estate, you're going to apply for business credit cards, then maybe only look at one of the three reporting agencies. Some will look at two, some may even look at all three. So building credit amongst all three of them is just as important as building credit with TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian on the consumer side.
I see. Interesting. Yeah. So it is a lot like building your personal credit rating, right?
Yeah, it's very similar. I mean, in a lot of ways it is. And then of course it's different as well. You know, the similarities are that, you know, your business EIN starts with no credit. Your personal social starts with no credit. To get it, you need to get credit that reports the reporting agencies. You need to pay your bills as agreed. And when you're responsible and pay your bills, you typically get a good score. Those things are very similar in the consumer and business space, but there's a lot of differences too. You know, in the consumer credit space, if you just started credit, it would take you 6 months of paying accounts as agreed before FICO will even issue you a score. Right. In the business world, when you get accounts that report, as soon as those accounts report, you're issued a score. That can happen in 30 days. And within 6 months, you can get to $20,000, $30,000, even $40,000 individual limit credit account. So it's much faster to build in the commercial world. And the limits are a lot higher. You know, per SBA, the limits are about 10 to 100 times higher with business credit accounts than consumer credit accounts, which makes sense. I mean, you know, you're never going to need to spend 20 grand at Dell for home computers, you know, you could very well need that much or more in the business space. And that's one of the big mistakes that people make. People try to use their personal credit to fund their business, but one of the core components of credit is called capacity. And you just don't have as much need for a greater capacity as a consumer as you do a business. So when you're trying to use consumer credit to fund a business, you're overutilizing consumer credit in a lot of cases. That plummets your FICO score because that accounts for 30% of your FICO. So, you know, business credit, you just have much higher limits. It's much faster to obtain. It's easier to get good scores because the scores are only based on how you pay your bills. And it's essential that you do build the business credit because another big difference between consumer and commercial is nobody needs your permission to pull your business credit reports. You know, consumer, they need your permission per the Fair Credit Reporting Act, but there is no law like that in the business world. So your competitors, your prospects, your clients, investors, suppliers, anybody can and often does pull your business credit report without needing your permission. So some similarities for sure, and definitely a lot of differences between the two as well.
Interesting. So this is, you definitely need some help to do this. It's really can be difficult to do it on your own, can it?
You know, the way that I explain this is that you could do anything on your own, right? I mean, you could fix the brakes on your car, you could fix your electricity. There's a million things you could do. And with YouTube, you could just now figure out how to do just about anything on your own. Of course, when you have somebody that helps you, it's faster. And we like to say that as a company, we just take years of business credit building and condense it to months, even though you can go to YouTube and find hundreds of videos that we actually release have been released and continue to release that teach you how to do it. The problem is what happens when you get stuck. You know, what happens when you go to get the Staples card and they deny you? What happens when you apply for your D-U-N-S number and it doesn't come? What happens when Dun & Bradstreet calls you and tells you you must spend $1,500 with them to be able to get what you need? That's where people get stuck, is there's not a lot of resources out there to get answers to those questions. And it's not an easy process. It's very foreign to over 90% of business owners that's out there. So when you try to go through it and you get stuck, that's when we see people spend weeks or months making mistakes trying to figure things out, where if they just had a clear path forward, they could get something done in 3, 4, 5, 6 months that would maybe take them equally as amount of years to try to accomplish.
All right. Well, I know you're going to want to find out more about this. So what's the best way to find you, Ty?
They can go right to our website, creditsuite.com/EIN. And if they go to creditsuite.com/EIN, we really map out in depth depth the steps to build business credit. We go through a lot of the credibility points that you need to know. We talk about what happens after vendor credit, something we haven't had a chance to talk about. How do you get store credit and fleet credit and Visa cards and MasterCards? That guide at creditsuite.com/EIN maps all that out step by step.
All right. Sounds really great. And we'll have a link to your site in the show notes to this interview. If you've got a question for Ty, myself, just send us an email, kl@carrielutz.com. And the Twitter feed's @CarrieLutz. The Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. Ty, it's been a total pleasure. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Carrie. I enjoyed being on the show.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.